Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's hour one of the nation. Here we go on a Victory Cowboys Monday on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in for the next 5 hours. We'll be with you. General at your service. If you see me, bear me, N.A. There's Broadus in his Texas Cowboys hooded sweatshirt. Very proud of his son.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate
Bennett firing
that.
Them cannons down there. Salute to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
There's Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. You got Wolchuk and Chia Follow. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. Along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, a little too close for comfort there for Texas on Saturday night. Maybe we'll talk about that. But it's kind of like a back to 500 Monday. What do you think this does for you? What's it change as far as what this squad is capable of? I mean, the path to the playoffs is a lot more alive right now, isn't it?
Very much so. It's unfortunate that bleeping Carson Wentz wasn't able to fulfill his side of things and knock off the Eagles.
I blame New York.
What the hell?
Because TJ Hockenson got jobbed.
TJ did? Yeah, I think you're right. And he was very vocal about it afterwards.
He's like, hey, every ref on the field's telling me I caught the touchdown.
Yeah.
And then New York says,
not so fast.
We want the Eagles to win this game.
Yeah,
sorry,
it's a bummer. It's a bummer. I mean, Wentz had a couple of interceptions there. I mean, Minnesota should have won that game, and then you'd be really in a good spot to still win the division. But, yeah, you got to feel great about the way this offense is playing right now. If they're able to run the football, and I do think there could be something about who you're playing against, but the offensive line, I mean, they got something working with Steele and Span Ford pulling and getting outside on some of these tosses. I mean, two guys are moving people. That was a beauty to watch. I thought Booker had some highs and lows when you go back and watch the tape, but Tyler Smith, the big Javonte Williams run, he had a beautiful block to spring it. I thought Guyton played his best game in pass protection, personally. So, like, the offensive line, you get BB back, this thing's gelling, and hopefully by the end of the season, that's a strength for you. And then defensively, obviously, it was great to see Flus make some adjustments. I do think it helps when you're going up against a team without their top two receivers. So I understand listening to you guys, and thank you so much. You did a great job on the post-game show. The call-ins that were like, yeah, I got to see it again. I get that. I think you're absolutely right. That's totally fair criticism. Mm-hmm. But at least you saw something in terms of everything Brian said in crosstalk defensively with the run fits, taking on blocks, getting off blocks. I thought Kenneth Murray, Maris Leofau, Shamar James, you could see that they were playing faster, not thinking as much. Maybe that had something to do with playing more man and not being in zone. The one thing, and I'd love to get this maybe at Krusty's Corner, Brian, the one real thing that I thought was a communication issue, I don't know if it was Kenneth Murray or Shamar James, somebody didn't pass off coverage to Zach Ertz on that touchdown. Yeah. And Kenneth Murray immediately puts his hands on his helmet and is like, oh, crap, maybe that was him. Maybe he should have kept running with Ertz.
Yeah,
maybe Shamar James didn't realize I need to slide over and Kenneth Murray's going to stay here. But either way, I thought it was fantastic yesterday, and it does give you excitement moving forward that some of the things can get corrected.
Because sometimes you go across all the way with that guy, and sometimes you hand him off. It's hard to say exactly what happened there, but you know those are some good points. I had the same general feeling throughout the game, like when Eberflus is fist pumping and celebrating, getting big stops. And now we've seen like 3 or 4 punts in the first half. I'm just thinking, how would I think about this if I'm Washington? Like, are you celebrating? I get it. But you still gave up 22 points, and they were without McLaurin and Samuel. So I need to see this. this happen, you know, for multiple weeks, not just again, because Denver's not going to really test you in the passing game that much either. But I mean, it was a good step in the right direction. I'll say that. I'm excited about the win, because to be 500 here now, there's a clear path over the next couple of weeks to at least remain at 500 at the trade deadline and for all your options to be on the table.
Yeah, I think the thing that was really, for me, a couple of things watching the tape, the running game you mentioned getting back going, they did a much better job of, with the blocks, the point of attack blocks, where they had so much penetration last week in the game. This time they were able to get it. They're a team, when they run the football, they want to play on the move. They don't, you know, like the adjustments I would think would be, oh, let's just power gap this thing and just push on everybody and try and make it. No, they really want to block down. They want to get pullers out. They want to get guys in space. And they were able to do that. When you don't have penetrators, that's the one way to run the football for Dallas is, they just mash on the guys and then get everybody in space and let them get the blocks. It's unfortunate the balls that they got to the outside. It was clear holding on, you know, on the two receivers that on that case. But I was pleased by that. I'll say this though too, and we talked about this on Wednesday when we kind of broke down the Commanders' offense. Even with McLaurin and then Deebo Samuel, this guy was a 50% passer against man coverage. And you're sitting there thinking, well, why do you play so much man coverage? Do you play man coverage because their receivers are compromised? Yeah, could be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Shoddy told you after the game that it dictated that to them, that they knew that they had to play man coverage against this guy because he's a 50% passer. You know, and when you play zone against him, he's almost a 70% passer. So it's, you know, if you believe in metrics and studying tape and all those things, that told him, it wasn't like, wow, we need to all of a sudden figure out how to play man coverage here. No, it's like, hey, this guy tells you that he's not a good passer when he plays against man coverage. So, you know, good for them, and good for them for executing, and good for them for getting some pressure, and good for them figuring out how to, you know, bring James as a blitzer. This is something we saw at Florida. So there was a lot of positives that, you know, defensively, and they got back to being who they are, running the football and being able to pull, and I think that helps their offense a bunch.
Yeah, they didn't let jobbers have career days against them. You know, salute to them for that. That's more than I thought they were capable of, Chief. How'd you take it in?
Yeah, I mean, listen, going into the game, I was still anticipating. We all knew that they were at down their three starting receivers, and we still thought that they were going to score over 30 points.
Yeah.
But the run defense, I thought, like the way they were able to contain Kroski Merritt at 2.5 yards was a huge thing there per carry. But, yeah, overall, the defense played a heck of a lot better. I think there's a lot of credit to be had. But, yeah, it's just a nice little step in the right direction. But you still have some big-time question marks. But it's nice to see that Luke McCaffrey's not going to score a 50-yard bomb on you or just some, like, ridiculous breakdown. And maybe when you're playing, like, close to 50% man coverage, there's just less communication involved. Like, hey, I'm covering this guy.
Yeah.
It's pretty black and white. And I mean, they didn't miss digs yesterday.
And I guess it is just 20 points. You know, I think that looks a little bit better. You know, because of the safety. 214 says, I've seen this movie, same old boys. Yeah, and I'm going to agree with you on that. We'll see what happens at the trade deadline to really change it. There's been some exciting trade deadline news and buzz and speculation, and maybe the Cowboys will go out there and make a couple of moves to shore up their defense even more. And, you know, at that point, I'm willing to reconsider. But right now, I feel like this team definitely not a contender, but maybe a playoff team.
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to put it, especially with the division and just the conference, the whole league really being as wide open as it is. Now, you're going to have some really tough teams coming up here. And so this was one of those wins, like you hate that you dropped that Carolina game.
Very much.
For sure. But this was a huge game to kind of keep you in the hunt and keep you feeling like, hey, maybe there is a chance here. And Dez Bryant popped on randomly, which was beautiful, in the postgame show yesterday. He was like, man, we got to make at least one trade. But he was like, man, let's get a couple, two or three guys here on this defense. And I'm sure something will happen here. And it's totally worth it. Your offense is so good. And everything is so wide open that you absolutely should be trying to do something here.
I mean, when Jerry Jones stood up and gave them a standing ovation at halftime as they're jogging off the field with 27 points, I'm like, hot damn, this thing is smoking.
Well, it's huge. And to score right before half there, because I got nervous, because your defense got four straight stops, and you weren't scoring touchdowns with those stops. And there goes Washington. They score. And you get the ball back with 45 seconds, and I'm hopeful, okay, this should be plenty of time to at least get an Aubrey field goal. But we talk all the time about winning the middle eight, and that felt like, okay, Washington's got a golden opportunity now to go into half score, come out of half score, and now all of a sudden a game you felt like you had total control of, this thing is tight. But they are able to score going into half, and that was huge. I think that had to be a total momentum killer for Washington, because now you're back down two scores, and you're thinking, damn it, we had our chance. Then you lose your quarterback in the third quarter. But this offense, I mean, this offense is contending caliber.
Yes.
And that this is a big, like, I get it. It is silly, I do think, from a team building's perspective, to pay two wide receivers 30-plus mil. But that was just another reason I'm like, just pay George Pickens. And I think you should do it in like a shorter term deal. Let's try and marry this with Dak and CD, and let's just go for it with this badass offensive talent. And we're going to then everything else, draft picks and whatnot. Let's try and go ahead and get this defense. But right now, like, you know, you got a stud. You got two studs at receiver. One goes down, your offense is okay. You can still keep going. They complement each other great. The relationship seems great. The stuff that Pickens is able to do by drawing PIs, like, I get from the team-building philosophy, I'm with you 100%, it's silly. But there's something special about Dak, CD, Pickett. Like, this thing is working, and you've got a Super Bowl-caliber offense. Can you just do something to fix the defensive side of the football?
Yeah, not only is the deep ball working, but the short stuff is working for Pickens, too. Like, it is additive. That's at least one game in. That was my biggest concern. Like, can you take what CD did early and Pickens did in the last three and combine those to build a passing game that's like Higgins and Chase? And for one afternoon, dang it, they did it. And we'll see what happens to the rest of them.
Yeah, I think, to me, there's previous regimes, and I'm not just including the Mike McCarthy one, but others prior to that, before half, wouldn't have been as aggressive. You get the ball on your own 28 and you give up a 7-yard sack and you're thinking, just run this thing out, let's go. And nah, he calls a timeout and gets things settling. What does he do the next play? He launches it to Pickens down the sidelines. And then you get a big run. And so what looked like doom and gloom and just let the thing run out and we'll try and, you know, get him in the second half.
Yeah.
This coach, it shows you the faith he has in that quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the quarterback's rewarding him, and he's got faith in those wide receivers, too. To sit there and launch that ball the way he did, you know, after giving up a sack,
mm-hmm.
that tells you a lot about where the head coach is and about where the quarterback is right now.
Yeah, I wonder how many first downs they got yesterday with more than 10 yards to go. It just seemed like they were setting themselves back and then making an explosive to make up for it almost immediately.
Yeah, I need to take a look at that because it felt the same. Yeah, they were in third and longs, second and longs quite a bit, but they're good enough to overcome that. And you've seen Dak be that guy plenty throughout his career, put the team on his back on third down and tear him up. But yesterday was definitely an example of that.
Okay, 214 says, I penciled in the Denver game as a win, but now I believe they're going to win. Denver's defense won't contain a healthy Dak, CD Pickens, and Ferguson. Dak's a better Jalen Hurts with the same amount of weapons. I think he doesn't compare that favorably or that perfectly to Hurts anymore, because Hurts is such a runner and he really struggles to read defenses and make decisions. Like, Dak is playing now more akin to, I don't know, Peyton Manning, you know, like, pick your favorite pocket quarterback who diagnoses things pre-snap and makes all the right reads afterward and then just throws bullets down the field. I don't know exactly who that is, but Dak's playing like the MVP to me. I don't think, well, there's Mahomes, right? Mahomes is the only quarterback right now that I'm like, okay, rest of the season, you can only take one out there. Mahomes, sure. Then I'm going with Dak. Okay, at 877-881-1053, if you want to keep the feedback coming in, that would be great. Krusty's Corner is going to be probably 320 today because the Schottenheimer presser is scheduled for 345, so I wanted to give you the heads up on that. He's got a batch of film takeaways for you. What happened with Kenny Clark, man? That was freaking amazing. You know, to be... He was down, and I thought he was clutching maybe a knee, but I guess he was, like, holding his elbow. He must have got that thing really hammered. to have that sort of a reaction. It looked like potentially season ending.
Yeah, Wilson had the same problem too. Wilson came back in the game with a knee brace. I think his elbow popped out of place.
Oof.
Mm. And it came back and they popped it back in. He put an elbow brace on. Yeah. The Tyron Smith elbow brace is what he was wearing there in the second half.
It's really, that's Clark that got his elbow popped out?
No, that was Wilson. Yeah.
Cordano had like the almost game of his life yesterday too. He's like almost there for a sack, almost there for a tackle for loss, almost there for an interception.
So Daniel's MRI today. Have we seen anything yet, MRI?
No, I haven't heard anything just yet on his MRI. I did see Dorrance Armstrong, our former Cowboy. He got that knee injury, and he's going to be out indefinitely, according to Josina Anderson. Oh, so that's a big loss for Washington.
Yeah, I mean, they're having a real tough time. It looked like at least a month for Daniels, just the way that he was reacting and coming off the field there. We shall see. Hopefully it's not worse. Hopefully it's not one of those avulsion fractures like Dak had last year. But the Commanders are done, aren't they? I think we're going to have a repeat division winner if the Cowboys can't stop Philly.
I'm hopeful that the Cowboys can find a way to do this, man. I really, really am. That the Eagles winning some games they shouldn't have won could be, and then you lose to Carolina. Like, that's the recipe of how they end up being able to do it. But, yeah, Washington just seems so hurt. Like, it's just they have not been able to overcome the injury bug this year. I don't know that that's going to be something that they're able to get over the hump of.
All right, it's the G-Bag Nation. We're off and running here on a Victory Monday on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. We'll come back and get the champ. The champ will be here, and then Woolchuck's top 10 here at 220. Buddy, where are you taking us?
Well, it's National Chicken and Waffle Day, so I'll make it a sports-themed duo. The top 10 most iconic duos in sports history. That's
skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Woolchuck's top 10 in just a second. We'll get your G-Bag of the Day champion. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Yeah, buddy. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan, 5:30. We play the champ right about here.
Yeah.
This is day number two, going for three of this champion audio, I believe it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Fan After Dark right here. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, they were going over the top people that could run through this Cowboys defense. Oh, no.
At number one, now, is he mobile with his legs? No.
Stephen Hawking.
Do you have to put him in a wheelchair, and maybe we don't want him doing the play calls.
Yeah.
But maybe he's just hearing the calls, and you won't need much blocking because Kenneth Murray's the one in the hole. Give me Stephen Hawking at the one spot. I don't see that being stopped. Ron, laugh.
Juke, right. Spin move. Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown.
Yeah, it's, I'm trying to say something. It's just not Evan Wilson. No move needed.
No move needed.
Sam Williams.
Sam Williams.
The Fan After Dark. You got to get a load of these boys. They are wild. They have definitely embraced the title of Fools with No Rules on the evening show, which has been a long time running, and we salute them for it.
I'd be lying if I didn't do a touchdown, touchdown, touchdown in the press box yesterday a couple of times. And I did find out that the Stephen Hawking addition to that list might not even have been the most offensive.
Really? Oh,
there was something more offensive in
there? They were shouting out a couple other folks that had cracked the top five. I believe radio was one of them.
Oh, no.
Guys that could have got a touchdown?
Yeah.
Wow. That's something. My boys are so offensive. They'll be on tonight, 8 to 11.
Radio.
And
Fred was like, bro, we had radio in there, like two spots behind him.
Oh, I wouldn't be copping to that.
Good night, Fred.
No, I think we need to dump those files permanently.
Ripped a black and mild in the press box. I was like, Fred, you're an animal.
An really absolute savage he is. Here's Wolchuk, another savage, with his top 10 at 220.
All right, top 10 most iconic duos in the history of sports in honor of the duo that is Chicken and Waffles on National Chicken and Waffles Day. It's an outstanding pairing right there. I think last year on National Chicken and Waffles Day, I did like what are the top two food items that pair well together.
Yeah.
Like peanut butter and jelly.
People don't think about how much maple syrup and chicken is awesome.
So good.
Yeah.
It's so good. I mean, really, syrup.
It's one of the secret ingredients of Orange Magic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really?
That's right.
The syrup. The sweetness.
I think like the best honey mustards are actually maple syrup mustards.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's a little tang, a little sweetness.
Get you going.
I'm loving it. Well, shout out to the Cowboys right now. There was this touchdown stat that our buddy John Machota put out. Most touchdowns scored in the National Football League this season. The most is the fraudulent Indianapolis Colts, Gavin. But Jonathan Taylor is legit. He's legit.
Yeah. I still 6-1?
They're six. Is it 6-1 or 5-2? It might be 6-1. Yeah, I mean they
lost one game.
They had a big win yesterday against the Chargers.
They're putting up ridiculous, like some of the statistics about
it's
what
wild.
They're doing.
Yeah.
Is all time,
and it helps Daniel Jones when you've got Jonathan Taylor, who has multiple 3-touchdown running games. He had 11 for the season now, 8 Josh Jacobs, and then you've got 3 Cowboys that are on this list. Javonte Williams has 7 touchdowns. That's the 3rd most in the league. And then you've got a group tied for 4th with Jake Ferguson and George Pickens with 6 to go along with Christian McCaffrey, Davante Adams, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. So you've got 3 players in the top, 4 in terms of most touchdowns scored this season.
That's crazy.
It's pretty damn amazing. It really is.
Yeah, this offense is a juggernaut.
It's beautiful to watch, and they continue to just get healthier. And we got great news, and we'll talk more about it with DeMarvian Overshown. I mean, we were kind of thinking Thanksgiving, maybe you can get Overshown back for that Monday night or after the bye against Vegas. That could be fun. So that's just 2 more games without him. And then you get your bye week. And maybe he's back and ready to play. But let's talk iconic duos, shall we? 877-881-1053. Who are some of your most iconic sports duos? Shaq and Kobe getting texted in. Of course, Shaq and Kobe are going to make the top 10 of this list.
Oh, Jordan Pippen. Jordan twice as good.
Jordan Pippen. Yeah, yeah.
The Olds will vote for Mantle and Maris.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. There's another one that's going to be number 1 that's an oldie for the Yankees.
Gehrig and Ruth.
Yeah. Ruth and Gehrig. Yep. Yeah. Ruth and Gehrig are going to be up there pretty darn high. I mean, the Lakers have a couple of big duos that are on this list. Honorable mentions. We go to hockey for current. Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. They're pretty darn filthy. You've got Clyde Drexler and Hakeem Olajuwon on honorable mention.
Oh.
Peyton Manning. and Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
Hell of a combo.
John Stockton and Karl Malone.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's pretty good.
Pretty solid.
Stockton was pretty good.
What do you think about Taurasi and Griner being ahead of them?
You're ball sacking me.
No. How long did they play together?
Diana Taurasi and Brittany Griner are listed at 20 on this list. They teamed up together in 2013. Brittany Griner was a rookie. A year later, they win the franchise's first WNBA title. And then you have the WNBA's all-time leading scorer, Taurasi. I guess 4 or 5 years together? I don't know.
They won a title?
That's a reach.
But they won. Yeah, they won a title. Yeah, they did win a title together.
Did they have to go up against Jordan?
No.
Okay.
I don't know who was the best player they'd have to go up against.
There might have been a lady named Jordan that they had to play against.
That's a good
true.
Point.
That's true. Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh Jennings. Oh,
how many events did they win? Did they have a listing for that, please?
21 straight Olympic matches. They also won 3 consecutive world championships. During one stretch, they won 112 consecutive overall matches in 19 tournaments in a row.
Jeez.
That is damn impressive.
That is very impressive.
Cheech and Chong getting texted in.
Yep.
It's a pretty darn good duo right there. Dirk and Nash.
Dirk and Nash.
Antonio Brown and CTE.
I'm not laughing at that.
I'm not laughing either, but we're laughing. Curry and Thompson being texted in. Abbott and Costello getting texted in.
Who's on first?
Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews. It's a pretty darn good one with the Blackhawks. They did have multiple championships to their resume. Duncan and Parker. Now, would you say Duncan and Parker would be the duo there, or would it be Duncan and Ginobili?
Ooh.
I mean, how are you picking Tim Duncan and Tony Parker? What's the reason you're going Parker and not Ginobili? To me, I don't think they should even be in the top 25.
I guess Ginobili was the off-the-bench guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, for a lot of his career, he was. I guess Tony Parker had 1 or 2 seasons where he was kind of in the MVP conversation. He was on fire and stuff, but that was more like Duncan, Popovich, and great team basketball.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. Speaking of amazing duos, Mario Lemieux and Jaromir Jagr. Goodness gracious. The Jagr mullet in this picture that I'm looking at is just incredible. They went back-to-back cups in 91 and 92 with Pittsburgh. Hell of a duo.
They were unstoppable.
Montana and Rice.
Oh, yeah.
Aikman and Irvin, not on here. They should be. Aikman and Irvin should absolutely be on here, but Montana and Rice is historic. Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. Honorable mention, Bird and McHale, and then Mahomes and Kelsey, just on the outside looking in.
Ooh, you would think that should actually be in the top 10.
Yeah, they certainly have a lot of postseason records between the two of them right near.
Yeah,
right now,
that's
right
what
now,
matters.
Right now. Top 10, it is Steph Curry and our captain. Oh, captain, my captain, Klay Thompson, coming in at number 10, most iconic duo.
Splash Bros.
Evo and DeGrom from the 817. I love that. That absolutely could be. I mean, in 2023, El Bombi and Corey Seager, those two together.
That was something.
Just on a tear. Going
Dak and
the
Zeke,
postseason.
2016.
Dak and Zeke, yeah. That was a great duo.
CeeDee and Pickens.
I mean, are Giants fans putting good old Scat and Dart up there as their most iconic duo?
They did right up until the fourth quarter yesterday.
What an insane quarter.
There's never been a quarter like it.
I thank goodness it happened, because maybe now you won't get as angry a Broncos team.
For sure.
But my gosh.
It worked out beautifully for us.
It did.
Because the Giants lose.
Yes.
And the Broncos now have an emotional win, and they don't have a bad taste in their mouth all week with Sean Payton just kicking their tails, because they could have lost by 3 scores to the Giants at home. That would have been a super embarrassing loss.
I mean, the whole time I'm watching, I'm thinking, what the hell? And then Arizona's leading Green Bay. Micah, damn, what a game for him.
That was
holy schmoly.
That was one of those games.
Yeah, that's why you trade for him right there. Luka and Kyrie from the 682. Bartum and Bailey from the 940.
Circus folk.
D's Nuts from the 214.
Both.
Yeah.
CD and Pickens from the 214. I'm not going to read that other 2141, but that's a funny joke. Beavis and Butthead, Brady and Gronk, Ray Lewis and Deer Antler Spray, Tom and Jerry, Brooks and Dunn, Allen Iverson and Keith Van Horn. I did love the way Keith Van Horn wore his socks.
The high?
The high socks. Urlacher and Briggs, That was a nasty linebacking duo. Mm-hmm. No question. Magic and Kareem, we'll get to them. Don't worry.
Radio and Stephen Hawking.
That's a good one. I like that. Sean Bradley and Eric Strickland from Adam in Arlington. Miller Lite and the Dallas Cowboys.
Eric Strickland reference. Wow.
It's a throwback right there. Yeah, a lot of Brady and Gronks are now getting flooded in the text line. SpongeBob and Patrick. It's a good duo. Favre and interceptions from the 972. Kobe and Gasol. Thanks a lot, NBA, for allowing that to happen. Number nine. Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier coming in at number nine. In the 80s, I mean, you win cups in 84, 85, 87, 88. 1-2 punch. Together, they registered more than 1,500 points. Unbelievable duo.
Ari Curry was good, and so was Grant Fuhr.
Oof.
It's a 1-2 punch.
It's a 1-2 punch. Yeah, I mean, Zeke and Pollard. It's a damn good 1-2 punch right there. Julius Jones and Marion Barber. Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale, Brian. They come in at number eight on the list.
That's a good list.
They do note that Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling could have made it. And then if they wanted to go with a trio, they could have gone with the Braves with Maddox, Glavin, and Smoltz. But they didn't do that. They ended up going with Koufax and Drysdale.
Because it's a duo day.
It's a duo day. Brady and Gronk are at seven.
Hmm.
Bill Russell and Bob Cousy at six. You got a story?
I'm just laughing at David Hellman used to stand up and like I would fight for Bob Cousy. Like, oh, Bob Cousy. And Hellman would stand up and act like he was dribbling. Like he was Bob Cousy. And, you know, Hellman's just really short. Yeah. And so he would stand up and he'd put his hand up and he would move. He's like, oh, yeah, guy like me. And he'd start dribbling around.
Oh, man.
God, he was so funny. I talked to him today. I miss that
Is he
guy.
Nervous about tonight?
Nah.
Game seven for his M's?
Nah, he's not nervous, man.
No, he's too busy being ticked off at his LSU Tigers.
He's, I tell you what,
oh,
man.
Dude. We'll get to that in the Darty.
I learned something about him today about that LSU stuff. He told Carm, he's like, listen, you got things planned on Saturday, include me.
Oh, he's punting.
He's not, oh my gosh.
He and I were talking about buyouts. He was asking me about friends of mine that could potentially buy out. You know? He's trying to rally the big money troops.
I wonder who would you like to pivot to, though?
Billy Napier.
I don't know.
He's available.
I mean, it's LSU, so like realistically, you think you could kind of get anybody.
Yeah, you absolutely could, but it's. I think it takes a unique person to coach down there.
You go to Notre Dame again. Yeah. You go get Marcus Freeman. Yeah,
Notre Dame's the pipeline for failed LSU Tiger head coaches.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, Wolchuk and DayQuil. That is, I'm actually about to pound some DayQuil at 3 o'clock. It's my next timer. I need some more DayQuil.
Did you hit NyQuil last night?
Oh, yeah, double shot.
Is there anything better?
No, but I did wake up coughing at 4 a.m. I had to go back for more.
Oh, the 4 a.m. NyQuil is a freaking dangerous game.
I've got some liquid cough medicine.
Am I the only one here that doesn't use the little NyQuil?
No, don't worry. It wasn't NyQuil.
It was scissor.
Is anybody here? I'm the only one that maybe doesn't use the little NyQuil cup.
What do you use the pills?
No,
right out of the bottle.
I just drink it straight out of the bottle.
My wife gets mad at me every time. You're overdoing it. I'm like, honey,
that's the point.
Like, when I feel like I need, you know, like if I take a good shot of it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be out for a while.
Yeah, it's the best.
I love when that thing just clubs you over the head.
You take it sometimes when you don't even need it.
You wake up and you drool all
over your face. You can't keep your eyes open. Nothing will keep your eyes open.
Staubach and Pearson getting texted in. Shout out to them.
That's a good one.
Venus and Serena at number 5. Shaq and Kobe at 4.
Four?
At 4. Now, here's an argument. Magic and Kareem at 3. What's the better Laker duo? Kobe or Shaq or Magic and Kareem?
I guess I got to leave it to the old heads.
What do you guys think?
The crusty bleep holes. Dawson?
Man, I guess I'll say Kobe and Shaq.
Lucius, would you go Kobe and Shaq or Magic and Kareem?
Magic and Kareem.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too.
2 is Jordan and Scottie. Or Jordan and Pippen. Really is what I should say. And then Michael and Scottie.
Okay, so that means number 1 is it going to be Brady and Gronk?
It's Zach and Eric from the nosebleed seats.
Hello.
No, it's Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig coming in at number 1.
Yeah. Wait, so where was Brady and...
They were 7?
Okay, they were 7.
Brady and Gronk were 7.
And Mahomes and Kelce on the outside looking in.
I know. I think eventually you're going to probably somebody's going to get booted from this.
Well, and it's not even like there's more to be done, and maybe they will do more, but even just what they've done already, qualifies.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that qualifies as a great top 10. Once again, it's in the books. Thank you, Wolchuk. We're coming back.
What are you giggling about over there?
Okay, we got Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:20. I think it's your cold medicine. There's probably three or four non sequiturs in there. We're just hilarious. I'm looking forward to the rest of the show. Let's double up.
I was enjoying watching the faces of Broaddus and Dawson while Wolchuk was conducting that top 10 list.
That was awesome.
Buried in NyQuil, DayQuil, and codeine.
Trying my best.
Yeah. Okay, we got a college football darty coming up. Chief, what's in store?
Big time shakeup in the top 25, and Mr. Google Me is the cliche king next year in the nation.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got some hot Cowboys trade rumors coming up at 3 o'clock. It's time now for a college football darty. Here's the Chief.
Yeah, it was a big-time college football weekend. Lots of shakeup in the top 25. Let's do this thing.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again!
Well, I don't get that rain man cold.
Don't get me started, love. I've had too much stress.
Man, Billy Napier gets the win at Florida. He gets booed off the field, okay, from a win. Like the least satisfying win in sports history. And he loses his job Sunday morning as he's walking out of church.
So, like, is that they finally got enough money together to actually fire him with and execute the buyout? Because It is weird that they waited until now after he actually won a game pull the trigger.
We had the reports late last week that was basically their plan.
Yeah.
I guess like by Wednesday or Thursday, they felt good about the decision. They had the dollars where they needed to be.
We got it.
And they're like, well, we can't just fire him now a couple hours before the game, a couple days before the game. We'll just let him play this one out. We'll probably lose. Oh, crap, we won. And our fan base still hates him, and they just boo him right out of the stadium. So congratulations to Billy Napier. He's the latest to get paid a fat bag to not have to really do anything.
We have his numbers yet on that?
What is the buyout number on that?
Sorry to be nasty.
It was like a 50-something. Give me 53 as a guess. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
I got you.
But yeah, now in the top 25, I mean, you had plenty of teams taking L's.
$19.38 million, 50% of which must be paid out within the next 30 days. He made $7.4 million annually as part of the original contract.
So they owe him, how much? They owe him $9
million? $19.38 million, and they got to pay at least half of that within the next month.
So they're going to say,
oh, man. How about that? Well, it was close. 53. So Ohio State.
You must be thinking about my coach.
I'm probably thinking about Yeah, I think that's Brian a foul Kelly because I keep seeing him trending because LSU wants him gone.
Yep.
But that's going to cost a pretty penny.
Yep.
It started with Miami, who was number two in the country on Friday night. Just Carson Beck, interception, 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 interception.
He is who we thought he was.
And he takes the L. It's pretty awesome the way Carson Beck sucked so bad on Friday night, and then Gunnar Stockton for Georgia versus Ole Miss was nails.
I heard they're calling him Gunna now.
Is that right? Well, that was a fun game. That was a really, really fun game.
Back and forth.
So you have the Buckeyes at one, Indiana, who keeps getting it done, crushing Michigan State at two. The Aggies are third in the country. They escape a nail biter versus the Arkansas Razorbacks. Mm-hmm.
That game's always crazy.
Yeah.
Like, every year. And now I like that they're actually doing it home and home instead of the neutral side at AT&T. I think that's good for both programs. But, man, you know that if whoever is the underdog is going to cover that game somehow, some way. And Arkansas will lose. So Arkansas was, I thought, the bet of the weekend to cover. They did. And then, of course, 3 points. I mean, that back and forth like that, plus Ole Miss and Georgia. Like, incredible SEC football.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, you have Alabama at four. They continue to get it done at a high level. They tear up Tennessee. How about that?
So you got
99-yard pick six right before halftime?
Two Big Ten teams, 1-2, and then two SEC teams, 3-4, right?
Yeah, and five, because you got Georgia at five now. After their win over Ole Miss, you still got Oregon at six. Georgia Tech, the least talked about top 10 team that I can remember.
Shout out to Haynes King
and Long company.
U Lobo.
Undefeated, controlling their own destiny in the ACC. I mean, there's now a chance that the Miami Hurricanes don't even make the ACC title game.
True.
Because you have Georgia Tech and you have Virginia and even SMU.
Virginia's a very sneaky football team right now, the way they're playing.
Yeah, they're playing good ball.
They are.
Ole Miss at 8, Miami at 9, and then Vandy at 10. After handling business versus Broadus's LSU Tigers. Babe. Do you just hate Diego Pavia now?
Oh,
just,
no.
He's hitting the Heisman on you. He's running all over your defense.
That was going to be a problem. Knew that going in. That was going to be a problem. It's a very undisciplined defense. The way they play at times, you can expose them. They lack toughness in a lot of areas. Yeah, that was going to be a difficult game to go win.
Well, and it proved to be true. Yep. And now you have Vandy sitting at 10. What happened to Texas Tech, man? What happened to your Red Raiders, Walcha?
Yeah, they got off to a poor start, and then bless their hearts, man. They roll on back. They get the lead in the fourth quarter, and then Sam Levitt. And Arizona State is legit. I mean, they've lost a couple of games because Sam Levitt's been hurt. But a tremendous drive to go win the game late in the fourth quarter for ASU with 34 seconds left. They get the game-winning touchdown, win it 26-22. I think that'll be the only loss for Tech this year, and so they'll still be in the Big 12 title game. But that was one that I know Arizona State had circled because they lost in Lubbock the year before. So Tech's still controlling their own destiny. But certainly I know my brother-in-law, Ben, he had a bachelor party weekend, and that ruined the whole damn weekend for him.
That is miserable. Well, they have the backup quarterback in, Will Hammond.
Yeah, and Baron Morton's still day-to-day. And I'm a big Will Hammond fan, and he got off to a rough start.
He felt like he was the better of the quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think he will be. But maybe that was a game where, like, the veteran guy and Morton, you're going on the road, hostile environment. Even though against Utah, when Morton got hurt, Hammond came in and looked great. But, Hammond, he got better as the game went along, but he did have a very costly interception for Tech.
So, did you guys see Lane Kiffin doing the Kirby Smart trolling with the timeout?
I did not.
And then he, like, tells the referee, he's like, no, I was just clapping.
Oh, yes, I did see that. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Ref couldn't contain himself.
Was it real?
Lane Kiffin is probably my favorite coach in college football. But we do need to get to Kurt Cignetti, who is the cliche king, apparently. So Indiana continues to roll, number two in the country. They're dominating in so many areas when you just look at some of the metrics. And this was him after the game. You'll hear a ding for every time he uses a cliche.
In your preparation, what needs to be the priority against Michigan State? execute. It's always about execution. And play fast, physical, have energy, mental intensity, one play at a time. Fast, physical, relentless, smart, disciplined, poised, not affected by success or failure. Never, ever satisfied. On to the next play.
The sayings. Thanks, Coach.
It was just 20 seconds of let me just belch out a bunch of cliches here, but it worked because they went ahead and handled business versus the Spartans. But yeah, they're number one. Like when you look at offensive success rate and like explosive plays and stuff, they're number one. Like they are up there, dude. And it's funny to look at those graphics and see the Texas Longhorns down in the sewage of the sport offensively.
Yeah.
Like points per drive.
They can't block.
Success rate. They're in the Wisconsin, Oklahoma State, Wake Forest, UNC category of offensive football. And Sarkisian is having to defend his play calling and talk about why he's going to maintain being the play caller for them, even though things look so bad. They barely beat Kentucky. It was just an uninspiring win. And the offense is honestly just not fun to watch.
No, and it's frustrating, I think, that he's so loyal to some of his guys. You know, he showed it last year with Quinn Ewers. I think here in a couple of weeks, if you manage to skate by and not lose ahead, I think you get a bye week and then Georgia. I think you gotta look at opening up the quarterback competition. It's that bad. I got to know if another player can make more out of a compromised offensive line or a poor performing offensive line.
For the first time in college football Darty history, we referenced Division III football because there was an absolute maniacal performance. Curry College, they have a running back, Monty Quinn. He made history on Saturday versus Nichols College, set an NCAA record across all divisions for rushing yards in a single game. 522 yards rushing, seven touchdowns on 20 carries.
522 yards on 20 carries.
Yes.
Did he have like a 90-something yard run multiple times? Like, that is insane.
He averaged 26.1 yards per carry.
Holy crap.
And yes, he had eight rushes of over 25 yards, including touchdown runs of 85 yards, 84 yards, 76 yards, 64 yards, 58 yards, and 30 yards. His other touchdown was a two-yard run that was set up by one of his own 43-yard runs two plays earlier.
That is incredible.
An all-time performance for Monty Quinn. The All-American ran for an NCAA record 522 yards.
Could be telling that story for 50 years, dude. What a play. What a game.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, Chief. There it is, a college football Darty in the books. It's time for hour number two. We got some trade chatter coming out of the weekend. Get you caught up on all your Cowboys news. On a victory Monday here, it's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.